Well, I'd like to start out by saying Qing Ying Kuai Le to all my brothers.
在一开始我想对弟兄姊妹说 Happy New Year.
I'm not sure if I said that in Mandarin or Cantonese.
我不知道我讲的是粤语还是国语。
Or neither, I don't know.
或者哪个都是。
I want to thank Ma Yuan for translating. I often spring things on her, and I think I'm going to try to do a little illustration.
想谢谢马燕姊妹为我翻译。常常我会给她很多的东西，但是今天我想我们还是先要来解释一下我们要讲的这个主题的一些信息。
Yeah, I picked up some flowers the other day.
有一天我捡起一朵花。
And I was kind of hoping that this one would almost be dead.
我希望今天这朵花应该已经枯萎了。
But it isn't.
但是好像没有。
But it is kind of getting weak.
但是好像有一点已经有点凋零了。
And the point was that I was hoping that these two are bright and open.
但是我想今天我们把这个
And this one would be hanging a little bit more.
我们那边的鲜花能够绽放。
Because sometimes, I feel like this flower, hanging and drooping and withered.
有时候我想我手里的这个花它凋零枯萎。
And there's a number of reasons why I could feel that way.
有几个原因让我这样有感觉。
Unfortunately, many of the times is because I haven't had a cup of coffee in the morning.
有的时候我知道我早上喝一杯咖啡。
And, but other reasons are that sometimes I'm just weak.
有的时候我只是身体有一点不是精力不是很好。
And I'm tired.
我也有时候会很累。
And sometimes I'm sick.
有的时候也许是生病了。
Something's infested my body like a flu.
有的时候是可能感染了病毒。
And I know that in order for me to be more like these flowers, I need to have something to energize me.
我想如果我要想像台上这样鲜花这样饱满精神的绽放，我需要一些东西。
And if I'm having the flu, usually I need to get some medication.
那有时候我感冒了，我就需要一些药物。
If I'm just tired because I haven't eaten enough, and I know that's hard to believe.
有的时候我可能因为没有吃饱，所以觉得很累。也许你们不信这个原因。
Then I need to get something to eat.
那么我需要一些食物。
Sometimes I'm just simply lacking vitamins.
有的时候也许我只是缺少维他命。
And it makes me feel dry.
让我觉得非常的枯萎。
And withered.
凋零。
And, The thing is that that's not how life was intended to be.
但是我想生命不应该是这样子的。
And today we're going to look at some passages of scripture.
今天我们要看一些经文。
Where we are encouraged to be linked and connected to our Lord Jesus Christ.
这些经文鼓励我们要与主相连。
Because when we are,
当我们与主相连的时候
we are like the flowers that stand straight up looking at the sun.
我们就像那迎着阳光茁壮的绽放的花朵。
And we gain the nutrients that we need from the sun and from the soil.
我们从阳光从土壤得到滋养。
And we're healthy.
而且我们就能够健康的生长。
Today, this year's theme, the elders came up with the theme for our church this year.
今年我们的长老他们一起一起我们有这个教会的主题就是。
And the theme is take root downward and bear fruit upward.
就是往下扎根，向上结果。
And that came from the text that was read today from Isaiah.Chapter 37, verse 31.
那么这个主题依据的经文就是在以赛亚书37章30到31节。
Now, what I would like to do is just take a few moments and do a little bit of historical background of these verses in the book of Isaiah.
那么我想用一点时间来先简要的介绍一下这个相应的历史背景。
Isaiah is a prophetical book.
以赛亚书是一个先知的叙述书。
And in the middle of this the first half of Isaiah, all this prophecy of quite frankly, there's doom.
那么在先知的叙述中，他引用了四个章节的历史记事。
In the middle of the prophetic writings, the author includes four chapters of a historical narrative.
那么这有四章的历史叙述。
And this historical narrative comes right out of 2 Kings chapters 18 through 20.
那么这个内容是出于列王记下18到20章。
And the historical events included actually fit well here in the book of Isaiah.
那么这些历史事件的引入非常的恰如其分。
Because he was a prophet who served at the times of Hezekiah.
因为以赛亚是在西西家王统治时期侍奉的先知。
Hezekiah ascended to the throne of Judah in 715 BC.
在主前715年西西家登上了犹大国的王位。
7 years after the northern kingdom fell to the Assyrian kings.
也就是在七年之后北国陷入了亚述王的统治。
Now, under Hezekiah's rule, he quickly restored the neglected temple of God.
那在西西家的统治下，他迅速地恢复了圣殿，被遗弃的圣殿，并且邀请北方的支派来耶路撒冷敬拜神。
And he encouraged the northern tribes of the northern kingdom to come and celebrate the Passover in Jerusalem.
他也邀请北方的支派来耶路撒冷庆祝，一起庆祝逾越节。
Now, in those days, Hezekiah remained a loyal subject to the king of Assyria.
那么在西西家统治的初期，那犹大国还是要向亚述国进贡。
However, when the king, his name was Sargon, died in the battle. In battle in the year 705 BC, there was a transfer of power.
但是在亚述王萨尔根死于主前705年的征战以后，这个时候权力出现了转移。
And many of the countries and people that the Assyrians had kind of held captive began to seek their own independence.
那么当时许多的被亚述国统治的国家和人民开始为了自己的自由独立而努力。
Now the new king of Assyria was Sennacherib, and he decides to send some troops and basically surround Jerusalem.
那么新的亚述王西拿基利，他呢决定要发兵围攻耶路撒冷城。
And he considers Hezekiah as a caged bird.
他实际上也真的发兵了，他把犹大国王的犹大国的王西西家视为笼中之鸟。
And in chapters 36 and 37 of Isaiah, what we have is like the first part or the first movement of this narrative.
那么以赛亚书第36和37章就是这个历史事件叙述的开始的部分。
And they record the accounts of a war which the big bully on the block, Assyria, Assyria sends threatening demands on Judah and on Hezekiah.
那在记录的这场战争中，列强亚述向弱小的犹大国发出了威胁的命令，他向亚述王子发出了书信。要求犹大国民不要听从西西家的话。
So the king of Assyria sends a written note, a message to the people of Judah, demanding that they ignore Hezekiah's, encouraging words to them.
那西西家王在书信中要求犹大国民不要听从西西家王的话，而要降服于亚述。
The king of Assyria just wants Hezekiah, or the people of Jerusalem to surrender to him.
他要犹大国向他降服。
But the people do instead what Hezekiah tells them to do.
但是犹大国民他们听从了西西家的话。
They basically ignore the letter from the Assyrian king.
他们并没有听亚述王的话。
And Hezekiah receives at that point encouragement from his advisors and from Isaiah And he's told that God will protect his kingdom in chapter 37, verses 1 through 7.
那么西西家王在那个时候从他的谋士和先知以赛亚那里得到了鼓励，他相信神一定能够保护并拯救他的国。
So another message is sent from the king of Assyria.
那么从亚述王这里又发出了第二封威胁的信。
And he threatens the lives of the people of Jerusalem.
他威胁耶路撒冷百姓的性命。
And Hezekiah then takes this letter and he goes to the temple and he sets it out before the Lord.
西西家王于是将这封信带到圣殿里，在神的面前展开。
And as a reward for his faith, Isaiah comes and he prophesies that God will defeat Assyria.
那么他的信心得到了奖赏，以赛亚预言神将击败亚述。
And a matter of fact, he tells them that Assyria will not come into Jerusalem.
实际上他告诉他们，亚述人不可能进到耶路撒冷城。
And a matter of fact, they will go the way that they came.
实际上他们就会顺原路回去。
And God would lead them by their noses back to their country.
神会牵着他们鼻子回他们自己的国家去。
But this is an interesting little piece of scripture here because Assyria often, when they conquered a country, they would take the people, they would put a ring in their nose, and they would lead them back to their land.
这里的经文比较有趣。通常亚述国在他们征服了一国的国民后，他们用非常残忍的方法，用钩子勾住俘虏的鼻子，牵着他们走。
So God says, "That's what I'm going to do to them."
神对他们说，这就是我要对他们做的事。
And so what ends up happening is God sends an angel and 185,000 Assyrian soldiers are slaughtered.
那么结果是耶和华派了使者击杀了亚述的军队，全军覆没。
Now this historical account stands as proof that when God's people put their trust in God, He will save them.
这是一个神拯救他的百姓的一个绝好的说明。这件历史也见证了这样一件事：当我们把我们的信心全然的交托在神的手里，他一定会拯救我们。
And Isaiah 4 tells us all of these things.
以赛亚预言了所有发生的这一切事情。
And he also gave this promise from God, which points to our church theme this year.
那他也传达了神的应许，这也就指向了我们今年我们教会的主题。
And the verse says, "And the surviving remnant of the house of Judah shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward."
这段经文这样说：犹大家所逃脱余剩的，仍要往下扎根，向上结果。
You see, ever since the beginning of time.God's plan is that his people have a place to be rooted in unrestricted fellowship with him.
你们看，在最初神的计划是他的子民能够与享受着毫不受限制的与他的团契交通。
We see it in Genesis.
那我们在创世纪中看到了这一点。
There is a garden created for Adam and Eve.
神为亚当和夏娃创造了伊甸园。
It's a place where they can freely walk and fellowship with God.
在这里他们可以自由地与神相通。
God then births a people group from Abraham.
接着神又从亚伯拉罕兴起他的后嗣。
And he promises them a land.
他赐给他们应许之地。
That they can call their own.
那他们可以拥有这土地。
And where they can worship him freely.
并在这土地上自由地敬拜。
Without any distraction or interference.
那他们没有任何的妨碍或者干扰。
And then he gives them a tabernacle.
那神又赐给他们会幕。
And then a temple.
还有圣殿。
Where his glory would dwell.
那这是作为神荣耀的居所。
And if they are obedient to him.
那若这些人他们顺服神。
He would bless them.
神就大大的祝福他们。
The other byproducts of their deep-rooted relationship with the true God is this.
那另外一个与神亲密相通的一个结果是什么？
That they would become a light to the nations around them.
那么这些人就会成为光，照亮他周围的国家。
So here it is. As God is fellowshipping with his people, the other countries around them would notice that their God is the true God.
当神与他的子民们亲密的相通，在周围的国家，他们这些人就会看到这个神是一个真神。
And we see this in the testimony of Rahab in the city of Jericho.
在耶利哥城的喇合就为我们做了这样一个好的见证。
In the book of Joshua, chapter 2, verse 11, this is what we read.
在约书亚记二章十一节。
When we heard of it, our hearts melted.
我们一听见这些事，心就消化了。
In fear, and everyone's courage failed because of you.
因你们的缘故，并无一人有胆气。
Now listen to this.For the Lord your God is God in heaven above and on earth below.
耶和华你们的神本是上天下地的神。
That's what God had expected.
这是神对我们期许的。
As he would miraculously work with his people, the other people around, the other countries would see that he is the one and only true God.
他与他的子民们亲密同工，那其他的人就从这里看到。
And then, under the new covenant,
那么在新约下
through the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ,
借着基督耶稣的宝血
a new people is once again created.
一个新的族群又诞生了
a spiritual people,
他们是属灵的人群
who are part of a spiritual kingdom,
他们也是属灵国度的一部分
who are united in the Lord Jesus Christ,
并在基督里联合
and God still desires to have a deep-rooted spiritual relationship with his people.
那么神仍然渴望与他的子民建立亲密的关系。
A relationship that is made evident by the fruit their lives produce.
那么这个亲密的关系借着他这个关系所产出的果子就显明了。
Jesus talks specifically about this relationship.
耶稣特别的讲到的这个关系。
And I believe it is similar to our church themeOf this year.
我想和我们今年教会的主题是一致的。
And we find it really in our main text today, in the Gospel of John, chapter 15.
那么我们在约翰福音十五章，我们看到这样的信息。
And we will look at verses 1 through 8.
我们来看第一节到第八节。
Jesus in these verses.Addresses the importance of having a deep, abiding relationship with Him.
耶稣强调了与他建立持久亲密关系的重要性。
So, and the purpose is that we might be fruit-bearing disciples.
那么这种持久的亲密关系才能使我们成为多结果子的信徒。
He brings this important message to his disciples.In the context of his final discourse here on earth.
那么耶稣在他世上最后与门徒的谈话中，他带给了他们这个重要的信息。
This is like his last major conversation with his disciples before he goes to the cross.
这是在他即将上十字架被钉死之前，他与他的门徒最后的谈话。
This message is important because its truth.Will sustain the disciples through the hardship of persecution and the hatred of the world.
那么这个信息是如此的重要，因为它包含的真理将支撑着他的门徒能够忍受逼迫，并且抵挡这个世界对他们的恨恶。
Now I see three major themes coming out of this text.
那么从这段经文中，我看到了三个主题。
And the first theme.Is one of abiding.
那么第一个就是我们要住在它里面。
If you look at verse 4,
如果我们看经文第四节，
Jesus talks about the importance of abiding with Him.
在这里，耶稣讲到我们要住在它里面，这是很重要的。
He says this: Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you.Unless you abide in me.
你们要常在我里面，我也常在你们里面。枝子若不常在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不常在我里面，也是这样。
Now abiding is very much, I think, like being, or setting down deep roots.
这个住在里面，我的理解就是我们要深深的扎根。
Being connected with God.
我们要与神紧密的连结。
So that we can bear fruit.
这样我们才能结果子。
So that we could be a healthy plant.
我们才能成为一个健康成长的植物。
One whose face is up.
他的脸仰向阳光。
Now Jesus gives a command here that we must abide in Him.
那么这里耶稣给了我们一个命令，我们必须要住在他的里面。
The imagery here is one of a vine and its branches.
这里借用了葡萄树和枝子的比喻。
We're the branches.
我们是枝子。
Which absolutely need to be deeply connected with the vine.
我们必须要紧紧地与树相连。
And the vine is Jesus.
那这棵树就是耶稣基督。
If we are not connected or otherwise, we will wilt.
那如果我们不相连，我们就会凋谢枯萎。
We'll dry out and die.
也会死亡，变得无用。
We'll become useless.
变得没有用处。
The better we are connected, the more likely we are to produce fruit.
只有我们很好的与主相连，我们才能结果子。
The imagery conveys a deep sense of connectedness of our lives with Jesus.
那么这个比喻它传达了一个深层意义上的连结，就是我们的生命要与主耶稣相连。
Now I'd like to point out one thing here.
我这里想说一件事。
Did you notice the passive response on our part in the production of fruit?
大家是否注意到我们有一个被动的回应，就是我们要结果子。
Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches, those who abide in me, and I in them, bears much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing.
耶稣说，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，常在我里面的，我也常在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
The command isn't to bear fruit.
这个命令不是要结果子。
The command is to abide in him.
这个命令是要相连，住在耶稣里面。
When we're abiding in Christ, the fruit then comes naturally.
当我们与主相连的时候，常在他里面，果子自然就结出来。
He produces the fruit in us.
是基督使我们结果子。
We don't have to work at it.
我们不需要为结果子而自己去努力。
Now that leads us to the question, what does it mean to abide in him?
那么这就带给我们一个问题，住在他里面是什么意思呢？
How do we abide in him?
我们如何常住在他里面？
John answers this question in his epistle, 1 John chapter 3, verse 24.
那么约翰，使徒约翰在约翰一书三章二十四节回答了这个问题。
He writes this, and the one who keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in him, and we know by this that he abides in us.By the Spirit whom He has given us.
他这样写道，遵守神命令的就住在神里面，神也住在他里面。我们所以知道神住在我们里面，是因他所赐给我们的圣灵。
This presupposes that we are reading and meditating His Word.
那么这个预先设定我们读经默想他的话语。
It presupposes that we pray to Jesus.
我们也向神祷告。
That we talk to God and listen to Him as when He speaks to us.
那我们也向神倾诉我们的心声，也听神给我们的话语。
Now this might seem a little strange.
那也许这个听起来有点奇怪。
But have you ever been touched in your heart by something that you've read in Scripture?
那么是否我们在读经的时候，我们的心受到过触动？
How about during your personal devotions?
或者在我们个人灵修的时候
or personal Bible study
或者我们个人查经学习的时候
hasn't your heart ever been moved during personal corporate prayer
我们在个人或者是团体祷告的时候我们的心是否被神感动过
hasn't the Lord ever convicted us to do something and then we follow through in obedience to him?
那是否神曾经说服我们去做什么，而我们顺服地顺从了他？
That's what it means to abide with Christ.
那么这些就是住在基督里面的意义。
The result of that kind of connectedness with Jesus is that we will produce fruit.
那么这样的与主相连的结果就是我们会结果子。
We don't have to agonize over it.
我们不需要为结果子而苦闷挣扎。
We don't have to struggle to produce the fruit.
我们也不需要努力的去结果子。
The vine brings them about naturally if we abide in the vine.
若我们在葡萄树里面，果实就会自然地结出来。
This kind of transformation comes from connectedness, not from effort.
这样的转变是来自于连结，而并非努力。
I'd like to just give you a little illustration of this.
我想跟大家说明一些事情。
When our oldest daughter, Paige, was a little bit younger,We used to give her horseback riding lessons.
那我们的大女儿佩芝小的时候，我们常常带她去上一些骑马的课程。
And I would go there and watch her ride the horse.
那么我和她一起去看她在那里骑马。
And they would teach her how to, you know, sit on the horse and let it walk.
他们会教她怎样坐在马背上先走一走。
And then she would learn how to turn the horse one way or the other.
那她也学着怎么样调转马头，向两边转方向。
And then, she would then tell the horse, to trot or to go a little bit faster, not quite a gallop, but just faster.
那她也会告诉马要让它走得快一点。
And here's the thing: when I remember when I was watching her, and I said, "Boy, that doesn't make me think of what I used to."See on TV.
那当我看到这个场景的时候，我在想，哎，这个和我在电视上看到的好像不大一样。
See, I used to love to watch, and I still do. I like to watch westerns.
我在过去，现在也常常是喜欢看 western 这个节目。
Yeah.
西方的节目。Okay.
And what I would see are these cowboys on these horses.
我看到这个西部牛仔他们骑的马。
And when they wanted the horse to turn, they would just pull on it.
当他们要马转头的时候，他们就大力的这样转过去。
This way and that way.
这边或者这边。
And when they wanted the horse to go fast, they would kick their heels into the belly of the horse.
他们想要马加速的时候，他们就用脚狠踹这个马，然后让它前进。
And then they would ride like this.
那么他们骑起来就是非常的很神气的。
But that's not the way they were teaching Paige.
但是他们教佩芝的样子可不是这样。
They expected her to make the slightest movement and control the horse.
他们让她慢慢的一点一点的来学习控制这个马。
So I would just see her riding on the horse.
所以我只是看到她坐在马背上。
And then if I wasn't paying attention, all of a sudden she would make the horse turn one way or the other.
那有的时候如果我不留心的时候，她好像已经让马往这边或者那边掉头了。
She would make the horse go fast or slow.
她也会让马走快或者放慢。
She was so connected with that horse, just the slightest move of either her hands or her feet would make that horse do what she wanted that horse to do.
那么他跟这个马保持一个很亲密的关系，他只要轻轻的动一动，这个马就会听他的话。
You see, Jesus is like the rider of the horse.
那耶稣就像这个骑马的人。
And we are the horses.
我们就是这马。
And he wants us to react and to be obedient to his every command.
那他希望我们能够顺服的回应他每一个的。
He wants us to be, to know what his will is.
他希望我们知道他的心意是什么。
And the way that we know his will,
那么我们怎样知道他的心意?
Is through his word.
是借着他的话语。
And by the leading of his spirit.
也借由他圣灵的带领。
And by praying to him.
也借由我们的祷告。
That's how we stay connected.To our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是我们怎样与主紧密相连的方法。
That's how the branch abides with the vine.
那这也是枝子怎样与葡萄树紧密的相连。
This kind of transformation comes from connectedness, not from effort.
那么这样的转变是源于连结，而不是努力。
Brothers and sisters, we need to grasp this truth.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要牢牢地掌握这个真理。
We can't be more like Jesus and produce His likeness unless we abide with Him.
那除非我们常常在他里面，否则我们无法更像耶稣。
Which leads us to the next theme.
那么这个也带我们来到下一个主题。
And that theme is pruning.
那么这个主题就是修剪。
And we find that in the first two verses of chapter 15.
我们在十五章的一二节看到这样的话语。
Here God is the gardener.
神是栽培的人。
And boy, does he ever know how to garden.
那他知道如何栽培。
When he sees a vine whose branches are producing fruit, he doesn't just let it grow wild with shoots going every which way.
那当他看到一棵结果子的树，他不会任由枝子杂乱地去生长，他会怎样做呢？
He knows exactly what to do.
他知道怎样去做。
Let's look at verse 2 together.
我们一起来看第二节。
He says this, Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it that it might bear more fruit.
凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。
So what is Jesus saying about pruning?
那么关于修剪，耶稣怎样说呢？
Jesus says that God prunes the branches that produce fruit to allow the branches to produce more fruit.
耶稣说，凡结果子的枝子，他就修理干净，使枝子结出更多的果子。
Now I know some of you dabble in gardening here.
我知道我们当中有些人很喜欢做园艺。
And I bet some of you even have some vines, some grape vines.
啊，也许你们也有一些这个葡萄树。
I know I have two.
我们家有两棵。
And I have purposely not pruned them.
那我常常也是刻意的不要去修剪它们。
And I've just let them grow.
我只是让它们去生长。
And this is what I've noticed.
那么我注意到这一点。
They grow real long.
它们长得很好，很长。
But they produce very small fruit.
但是却结非常少的果子。
Oh boy, let me tell you about China.
让我告诉你关于中国的事情。
This last year when I was in Xi'an, our team went to Xi'an. We were there in August.
那么去年我和一个短宣队去中国的西安，是八月份。
And it must have been the time that they were harvesting the grapes.
那个时候一定是葡萄成熟的季节。
Oh, and I don't want to just entice you to go to China on a mission trip to eat the grapes. But
我并不是在这里想劝说你们去西安是去吃葡萄。
They were terrific.
We could say a lot.
They were huge.
非常的大。
You could actually peel them. I think I saw Florence. I've never peeled a grape and ate it. I've always just popped it in my mouth. I saw Florence actually peel the grape before she ate it.
他们大到你都可以给他们剥皮。我看到我们的 Florence 姐妹就这样做。
It was big enough to peel.
Yeah, 它是这样的大，所以你可以给它来削皮。
And the cluster was tight.
它里面的果肉也非常的紧结实。
All the grapes were together.
它们都紧紧的连在一起。
And they were beautiful.
非常的美丽。
Whoever was growing them.
那不管是谁栽种的。
Was a true gardener.
真是一个好的栽培的人。
He was pruning them.
他真的是在修剪栽培他们。
So there would be more fruit.
所以他们就会有更多的果实结出来。
So it would be healthy fruit.
而且是健康的果实。
And it would be large fruit.
也是很大的果实。
Pruning at first glance may seem to be counterintuitive.
那么修剪乍听起来好像是一个很违反我们正常感觉的一个事情。
After all, the vine is producing something.
那这个果树总是要结出果子的。
The fact is, even if a vine looks healthy, it may not be producing much fruit.
但事实上，一个看起来很茁壮茂盛的果树，也许它无法结果子。
I mean, it looks good.
它看起来很好。
But really, it isn't.
但实际上却不好。
It seems to me that Jesus was concerned.
在我看来，耶稣基督也有这样一个担心。
He was concerned that his disciples might be facing the same problem.
他担心他的门徒也面临同样的问题。
Jesus wasn't interested in showy disciples any more than he was interested in showy Christians today.
耶稣基督对过去和现在那些只注重表面功夫的门徒和基督徒都同样的不感兴趣。
That's like a lot of leaves.
这就像是一棵树有很多的叶子。
But no fruit.
但却不结果子。
The other thing that I see about pruning here is that pruning also involves cutting off dead and sick branches.
那么我另外注意到一件事，就是修剪也是要修剪那些要死的或者有病的枝子。
Because sick and dead branches don't produce any fruit.
因为病的或者是死的枝子，它们不结果子。
If the gardener leaves these kind of branches on the vine, they will sap the resources from the fruit-producing branches.
那么如果栽培的人让这些枝子留在树上，他就会吸取其他的那些会结果子枝子的营养。
Well, what does that mean to us?
那这对我们意味着什么呢？
First, pruning is not punishment.
第一，修剪并不是惩罚。
It is done so that the tree or plant can have even more be even more productive.
那经过修剪，这个枝子才会生出更多的果子。
So that it'll be more fruitful.
所以它才会成为一个多结果树的枝子，果子的枝子。
Now pruning can also be pretty creative.
那么修剪也需要一些创造力。
Have you ever seen a gardener, probably in some very wealthy person's house?
您是否见过一些园丁或者在一些很有钱的人家的园子里？
And you could see the gardener can actually shape the bushes like into an animal or into a particular shape around the house. It's amazing.
你可以看到园丁将那些灌木丛修剪的可能像一个动物或者其他东西的形状。
In the same fashion, I believe God prunes our lives to shape us into the image of Jesus.
那么像同样的，我相信耶稣基督也会修剪我们的生命，使我们把我们造就成有基督耶稣的形象。
Sometimes the pruning involves removing sin and other distractions from our lives.
有时候这样的修剪需要挪去我们生命当中的罪和其他的干扰。
It can be painful, but through it we become more like Jesus.
这会很痛苦，但是经过这样的修剪，我们变得更像耶稣。
As unpleasant going through spiritual pruning might be, I remember this one thought that I have heard someone say.
那么，当我们经历这种可能让人极不愉快的灵性上的修剪的时候，我想起有一个人这样说过。
Your heavenly Father is never nearer to you than when He is pruning you.
你们的天父没有比在修剪塑造你的时候更与你接近的时候，更与你贴近了。
So just as a way of encouragement, brothers and sisters.
所以我们借这个来激励我们。
If the Master Gardener is pruning us.
如果我们的栽培人在修剪我们。
Remember. He cares.
记得他很关心我们。
And he's very close to us at that time.
在那个时候，他与我们非常的接近。
The third theme, our final theme, is that of bearing fruit.
那么第三个主题是结果子。
You know, what does that mean to us today and in our text?
那在我们今天学习的经文当中。
Some suggest that fruit bearing means leading others to Jesus.
结果子是什么意思呢？有人建议说，结果子就是领人归主。
Perhaps that's a worthy application.
也许这是一个不错的想法。
But the text doesn't seem to imply that meaning.
但是在这个经文并没有这样的含义。
It seems that the application is speaking of the spiritual life flowing through the vine.
经文所指的是从葡萄树中流出的属灵的生命。
And this spiritual life produces a spiritual fruit.
那这个属灵的生命就结出了属灵的果子。
And I think that Paul has something to say about this in Galatians 5, verses 22 through 26.
保罗在加拉太书五章二十二到二十六节啊、写过这样的话。
Let me read that for us.
我来读给大家。
Paul writes, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such thing there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another."
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。这样的事没有律法禁止。凡属基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体连同肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架了。我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事，不要贪图虚名，彼此惹气，互相嫉妒。
So the fruit is actually the Spirit in us living through us, and the attributes of that are those that are listed in the book of Galatians.
那么这个圣灵的果子是借由我们属灵的生命结出来的。
I'd like to point one thing out, and this might be a little bit silly to say.
我想说一点，也许听起来有一点滑稽可笑。
But I think it's important.
但是却很重要。
The branches do not eat their own fruit. Others do.
枝子不会吃它的果实，这个果实是被别人吃的。
We are not producing fruit to please ourselves.
我们结果子并不是为了取悦我们自己。
But in fact, to give, to serve others.
实际上是要我们要给予去服侍别人。
A true branch united with the vine will always bear fruit.
一个好的枝子与葡萄树紧密的相连，按时结果子。
I'm sorry. Not every branch bears a bumper crop.
也不是每一个枝子都会硕果累累。
Just as not every field has a bumper harvest.
就像是不是每一块田地都会获得大的丰收。
We can read that in Matthew 13, verses 8 and 23.
那么我们在马太福音十三章八节和二十三节看到这样的信息。
But there is always fruit where there is life.
但是凡有生命的必结果子。
A branch should have the same DNA as the vine.
那一个枝子应该拥有与葡萄树一样的遗传基因。
If Jesus's DNA is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control,
如果耶稣基督的 DNA 是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
Then our DNA should be love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
那么我们的 DNA 也应当是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
let us be like that remnant of Judah.
让我们像犹大家所逃脱余剩的。
And take root downward.
往下扎根。
Abide in Christ.
与基督相连，住在他里面。
So we might bear fruit upward.
这样我们能够向上结果。
For the honor and glory of our God.
来荣耀我们的神。
Amen.
Amen.